I lived in a, you know, bicommunal country or one country before the problems started in 63. Of course, we were a child, so we were not too much conscious, you know, we were in school. But we enjoy, I mean, I remember we were crossing to the Litra Street when I was a child, especially at night, to make shop window shopping. And my father used to take me to the children's garden at the, you know, Metaksa place near Metaksa Square.
Okay, yes.
There was a very beautiful, you know, children's garden there. And he was taking me, and after we were coming to back to Nicosia, our part, I remember he always offered me ice cream, but it was a Turkish man, you know, in the Litra Street, Bedevi. They were very famous. They was doing sweets also, and they were very famous, three, four brothers, this Bedevi family. And I always have to, you know, take that ice cream before we leave. And they also, I was the youngest child of them from four. And of course, after, you know, they became more economically, you know,
difficult.
No, good standard. So they were always buying me, you know, from Bata, the shoes, and the other little shops, my overcoat, etc. So very chic dresses from the other side. And we used to go to the, you know, I can say at the south. And because my father was an elementary school teacher, he always, you know, traveled in a mixed villages also. So we were going there together. We didn't have car, but with our friends. So, and then when I was in the secondary school, of course, before that, I have to mention that there was some disturbance. I was a child during 50s, you know, it started this EOK movement. And because of EOK, there was a Turkish counterpart here. And there was a kind of fighting, and also fighting towards the British people. So I remember when I was a child in our street, there was a Greek Cypriot neighbor, but he left because he was afraid. And in time, because of this, you know, harassment among two sides of the, you know, EOK and the Volkan, they used to call it, our underground, you know, organization.
Undercover organization?
No,
underground.
I mean, this guerrilla, whatever, like EOK, you know, counterpart. And so they left our street, and we were not too far from, you know, our Yeni Cami is near the Famagusta Gate, Ay Kastiano, and Tahtagala, you know.
Yes.
So Nicosia was divided in the 50s, you know. Most of people think that Nicosia also, like other countries, other towns divided in after 74. But Nicosia was divided before.
Okay, I didn't know this.
Yes, this is very important. But nobody forced that, but people. Like there were too many people in Ayluka area. There was a, you know, in the middle of the old city. Every year, Panayiri in the Ayluka church, it was in the center of, you know, Turkish part in the old city. And we used to go there, and suddenly they evacuated the houses, you know, and they left before, you know, 63 and 74, of course. So I lived in that condition. When after, I remember we were child, we were playing, and suddenly one night we heard that Cyprus Republic was established. So we were out and dancing, you know.
So it was good for you?
Yes, it was good for us, but it was welcomed by our parents or our neighbors, of course, because we were not aware of politic things, you know, what is going on. Mm-hmm. But we were happy. And after 60, of course, a new state established. Everything was okay. My father was again teacher, and he has many Greek students, and they, my mother and father used to know Greek because of they were traveling. They were teaching in Turkish, but because in old times the teachers were living with villagers, so in mixed villages, my father used to go to Greek coffee shop and Turkish coffee shop and reading them newspapers and write them there, you know, anything used to be written. So helping them, you know, a teacher was like everything in old times, these years. So, you know, for example, Matiatis was, you know, for me something, you know, I always remember, because when I was born, they have to go to this village for
Matiatis.
Yes, Matiatis.
I live in Yevarvara now.
Okay, Yevarvara. You know, I used to, yes. And I was baby because I was born in summer, but after, in September the school started and they took me to all the family. We went to Matiatis and 5 years they stayed there. And they had very nice days in Matiatis, you know. And there was Antulla, a young girl that time, who was looking after me. It was neighbor, and she was talking in Turkish also. Because in Cyprus was bilingual that time. I mean, in which village, which Greek Cypriots, if in majority Turkish Cypriots learn Greek. But Matiatis, I think the Turkish Cypriots were majority, so Greek Cypriots learned Turkish, it was vice versa. And so I, after all these things, I lived with this myth with Antulla. Mm-hmm. And of course, after many years, when the doors opened, you know, the gates in 2003, first thing I went to see Matiatis Antulla, and I was so appreciated that she was alive and she was in a good condition, and we met there.
This and was in 2003,
after the gates opened, you know.
Before that you never...
A few times when I was, you know, after of course they left in 63 time, and before 74, but of course more than 30 years passed and I met her again.
Did you recognize her? She recognized me?
No, I introduced myself, of course, and, but you know, I could not find her, you know, or she was she wouldn't be in a good condition. So I was so lucky that she was very smart and, you know, dress well, and the white hair, very nice lady she was. And I still go and buy my olives, because in our house the best olives, they used to say, from Matiatis, of course, that area. Now we go, the factory is in Analyonda.
Yes.
So every year we go there, we buy our olive oil there and olives. So after 63, when the 63 crashes started, I was in the secondary school. And of course they gave 1 year off to us. And so we, pastimes, of course, there were shooting near our house, you know, the Stadtagala, it started there. We were afraid, and then
So no everything. School for 1 year. You didn't go to school at
no,
all.
No. I learned wool knitting and, you know, other things. We were spending times. And then because some villagers came to north of Kos, I don't know why they closed the school. And then we continue. We started again in a new situation, which Greek Cypriots could not come to this part, but we can travel to the other, because in Limassol, in Larnaca, everybody was living together still that time. Of course, there was a, you know, some shootings or, you know, some problems, but still it was like that. So my brother was in Nirmansol, two brothers actually. We used to travel and visit them there. I had a young brothers, you know, and they say we will save our kid took some, you know, steel thing, you know, in the garden, iron thing, you know, like a stick, you know, and wanted to go and struggle, but, you know, it wasn't like that, but it didn't continue, I mean, long time. But we heard about some villages, of course. In villages, there were really tragic things, you know. The Turkish Cypriots left their villages, and most of the Greek Cypriots were not aware that Turkish Cypriots left, you know, their homes. They were always saying that. In 1974, they lost their houses, but since I was in the conflict resolution group with Sevgül, you know, in 1990s, 10 years I was there, we were working, and people start to know that in 1963 also there was some similar story for Turkish Cypriots. Then, of course, in 1965, I went to university. And I came back in 1972. So I opened a pharmacy in the old city, Nicosia. And I started to make trade with the Greek Cypriot wholesalers, because all the importers of medicine were Greek Cypriots. So I started to make friends. I didn't have any Greek Cypriot friends till that time. And I was, you know, that time it was very famous, Mary Quant makeup things and dresses. So I went to the Greek Cypriot agent there. So he gave me sub-agents in the Turkish side. And also there was a beautician who used to come from London for Mary Quant every 3 months. Mary Quant, she was the founder of the miniskirt, you know, a British miniskirt.
Okay.
In 60s, at the beginning, was a miniskirt, Mary Quant, and she was making, and it was, that time it was very avant-garde, you know, in maquillage and everything. And I was going there, you know, we make friends, not too much, but especially with the pharmaceutical agencies, owners or the distributors. So I was crossing, most of them was very close to Turkish side at, near the Litra Street. So I was crossing and coming. And when they were used to come to my pharmacy for demonstration, etc., I was taking a special permission for them. So it was like that. Of course, 74. What? But I remember that Greek Cypriots couldn't cross also freely to the Kyrenia from Nicosia. There was an escort of United Nations after 60s, till 74. Then I remember before 15 of July was Monday. And on Sunday, we went with a group of friends to Troodos Mountains. We made barbecue. I love Troodos Mountains. We were there. I was a young pharmacist. And with all my friend groups, we were there. And on Monday, when I came to pharmacy, first when I entered, I had a nice bird in a cave, you know. I saw that it was broken, you know. It was a disaster, you know. And I saw the fur of the bird. I opened, left the window open at the second floor, and maybe a cat came. But you know, it was a message that something will be, you know, bad thing will happen. And after this, I started hearing these sirens, you know. Extraordinary, but you know, we used to hear this kind of thing. They say that this is soldiers that they are doing their, you know, we say, how I don't know the English word. Usually they study, you know, they make practice, you know.
Oh, they were just practicing, like.
Yes, sometimes in all these soldiers in both sides make this.
Like military exercise.
Yes, yes. So set this noise system. At the end, this was continuing. I was going there and asking to the neighbors, what is going on? And they say, yeah, they are, you know, exercising. And then I put on the radio, and then they say the Makarios is necros. Ah, and I remember we had three sisters from Limnidi area, Kochina area. And of course, Denktash made a statement. He said everyone will stand, stay in the north, who came from the villages and the other parts. So they stayed with us, and there was, you know, an expectation. And this, of course, that time I was very aware of politics. I was a university student. Graduate actually, before 74, I opened 72. So we were listening, BBC, we were listening, and Ecevit was going to London, and they are talking, and this coup d'etat is, you know, it's against to the Republic, interfering with Republic of Cyprus, independence, etc. So Turkey has this guarantee, right to intervene, etc. And 74. So I never forget this. You know, my bird died and killed by cat and this.
So the bird was killed by the cat. Not
cat, but you know, but the, when I first message. I yes, a message for me.
Yeah.
And of course, it was pity that on Thursday, of course, I crossed to the Greek side, to the Meriquant agent. And, you know, they were saying, don't afraid, Fatma, you know. But there was a very cold air outside, you know. It was hot, but, you know, I mean, something wrong. And I said, because Kypros was helping me, you know, carrying the, I bought many, you know, cosmetics and. And I said, Kypros, if something happens to me, what should I do? He said, I save you. Don't worry.
Kypros was Greek Cypriot.
Yes. And when I came, it was on Friday, Denktash made another declare that he said it was internal problem of Greek Cypriot. So all people who came from the villages, it was maybe Thursday, they can go to their villages. So my friends went to Limnidi. And of course, Saturday, Turkey invaded, 20th. Of course, there were, you know, some negotiations to start after. It was a heavy fighting, of course, this time. We had a basement in my mother's house, and all the neighbors came. We had a basement, and in basement there was also a kitchen. So we had water, we had everything. We had refrigerator, we had food. So all the neighbors came and we stayed there, you know. Especially 3 nights, it was a big fighting.
The neighbors were Cypriots, like.
Yes, of course. They just came because our basement is safe, you know. Some people went to the school all together in a elementary school near our street, but we didn't go. My father never, stayed at the basement. He was like a normal thing, he was putting his pyjamas and sleeping in, second floor. And after 3 days, I said, I have to go to pharmacy. I don't know what happened to my car. I had a Volkswagen, that time, Beatles. There is a saying in Turkish, property is something that it complements the soul of the person, first your soul, then your property. I went, car was okay, because after there's noises, shootings, I thought that everything was broken, and it was okay. So I drive, I went to pharmacy, and I was expecting pharmacy, all the windows are up down, it was okay. So I opened, but I couldn't go to the street back to go home. It was heavy fighting. So people were coming and buying in 3, 4 days, 5 days, everything finished, all the medicines, in the pharmacies, because we used to buy from the Greek side. Our life changed, of course. The pity thing is two brothers were in Limassol, and they took them to a stadium, all the men, and children, and
military camp, right?
It was a stadium. They collect them because they didn't have military camp. Of course, I was seeing the Greek Cypriot, that they collected, from not refugee. They collected them, Greek Cypriots were in the, and they were taking them to a camp near my pharmacy. And I was seeing those people crossing in the, big bus, open bus. It was so terrible thing. And in the same thing they made in the Greek side, my brother, all the men, they took to the stadium. And thank God they were written to the list of United Nations. So after a time they were released. But we really, had fear for this situation. And maybe this took 3-4 months till they come to the north. Actually, Cyprus was broken. Cyprus was destroyed for me after all these things. People moved from this side to the other, from that side to this place. Very bad stories. I'm a very humanistic person, so really I didn't have too much, lost something, but the stories were very bitter. People left their houses. That means that people left their culture. They came and stayed to another village which they didn't know before. They told them, you will look after the citrus trees, but they were making wine trees. They look after wine trees in their villages, for example, in the Troodos area, the Limassol area villages. So very, very, till then, this culture was, especially in Turkish side, I guess, it seems that we won the war, but we paid for it, Turkish Cypriots. Things were not go as, we were expecting, Greeks were, because we were minority, they didn't treat us equal. But, now we are under the Turkish rule, they are interfering. And they, sent their people here. We have too much settlers here. They are more than three times more population than us. So, at the beginning we were so happy that we'll not have a time. Greeks will not kill us, etc. Because our brain was.
Brainwashing.
Of course, this happened because And I understood that always politicians or the, you know, rulers, it depends to them, they give the order to fighting. If they want, they can stop. People are very innocent. People really live together. And now, as you see, they said that there was a big hate. Hate because of this wars. Some people lost their brothers, and if the people come together, they never come together, they will kill each other. And you see, after you come, what happened? When people feel safe because of the Europe, they didn't do anything, and they came, and they, you know, after many years, they sold their houses or their whatever it is. Of course, this the end maybe is good. Of course, there is no solution yet, but I see too much improvement after Cyprus entered to EU. And I always thank to Mr. Vassiliou, because this was his idea. Of course, in this situation, I told to myself that I must serve my country to rebuild the unification again. So as an activist, I worked many years with Greek Cypriots. And we made very good friends, like a family. And still we are now visiting each other. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. We were meeting at Ritra Palace Hotel or Pile, or outside of the country with America and everywhere. And now I'm very happy that at least we don't have any threat for any bicommunal crashes again, because I remember the first anniversary of the unification of the EU, becoming member Cyprus Republic, Olli Rehn said, two things cannot happen from now on, bicommunal crashes and any interfere from outsiders. So, of course, it would be very nice if a solution could be found. But our position is better than before 2004. We didn't have a recognized identity. Now we have Cypriot passports, and we are EU citizens. And there is free movement. And Greek Cypriots' worries was, the first worries was a security problem because of the Turkey. They said that they had this trauma, and, you know, always a suspicion that Turkey could come again and, you know, take the other part of the Cyprus. So with EU, this also this dissolved. Of course, if these things did not happen, maybe our life would be different. I don't know. Of course, it was affected us. And we struggled too much just for peace building, you know, to put our efforts. And it took quite long time, like a life for our generation. But I think, you know, most of the things has done. Only, you know, as Cyprus unified Cyprus Republic couldn't establish yet. But I think we are better. We have problems, and the more problems are now with the Turkish government in Turkey, or their policies here, and they are interfering us, the economic issues, and they are giving sometimes orders, and you know, there is a rejection from the community. This kind of interferes. I think in nowadays Europe doesn't say anything, although all the Cyprus, north and south, is a part of the European field. European is all the Cyprus. But they don't interfere, saying that, you know, why these settlers are sending, or the population from Turkey flowing here, and thousands. They don't say anything. But I expect one day they will interfere. Of course, they have these policies, you know, towards Turkey. Turkey is now seems a strong country. That Europe doesn't say anything. Because of the Cypriots here, Turkey Cypriots is taking issues, they start taking issues to EU. You know, that they want to acquis communautaire to be implemented in North, because it is not implemented. And all this illegal, and you know, that something that international laws don't allow, and this property issues can be, you know, stopped by EU. These are my hope. But for the time being, Europe doesn't say anything. So we start to, you know, now most of the problem of Cyprus problem is, for me, is with the Turkey Cypriot here. Greek Cypriots, they are happy. Unfortunately, they have some problems with this big disaster. And economic issues, of course, economic we also have, but we didn't expect Greek Cypriots to have economic problems. But I think things will be going in good. Of course, we are losing Cypriotness, fear, culture. But from at the beginning, you know, everywhere when a war happens, I really feel sorry, because people left their houses, left their schools, left their families. You know, you go another place, and you know, they take you from your roots. Always wars are like this. Understand?
Are there people who follow politicians blindly without?
Of course, they, you know, manipulate them. People, they say the Greeks are our enemies. But nowadays, the people doesn't think in that way, of course. And there is a natural institution like EU now that nobody talks about anything. Greeks will shoot me. Greeks, there are small incidents. They damage the Turkish cars. There is a fanatic group there. When they traveled, Turkish Cypriots, to the south. But, you know, there was not a big issue, problem after the opening. Greek Cypriots are coming here, and Turkish Cypriots are going there. Tourists can enter from any port from south or north. They can stay both sides. These are good things. And the other issue is Turkish Cypriots, so, you know, to solve the problem, because Greeks can't solve this problem. But if they make an agreement, of course our problems also will solve. But, you know, there is EU-Turkish relations, everything is intermingled, you know.
Yes.
Yes, this is identity issue. And the population is increasing. You know, of course, we are not, they say that, of course, we need some maybe workers like Greek side. There are too much foreigner workers. But here they make them, you know, citizen, TRNC citizen. And they are coming, and they are not registered people. They come, nobody knows where they stay many years. Suddenly they make some, you know, something happens and they seize them, and they found that they are living here for 7 years, but they are not registered, you know, this kind of things. And of course the problems, every day something happens, stealing, you know, shooting, very bad things that we never had experience in old times, you know, Cypriots. They are mostly very poor people and illiterate who are coming just to work here. So, they are not living in the good conditions. They destroy everything. They are not clean. So, I know that in Greek side also there are many, you know, foreign workers. But, you know, they are under control. They come to any suicide or anything, you know, criminal things. But here, every day we hear about them. And every day it is bigger and bigger problem. So, the problem is now in our community, the unions and the progressive association, civil society, is struggling for this. They made big demonstrations, you know, in, at the beginning of 2011 in North, you remember?
Yes.
So these are the problems. Politicians or rulers, whatever it is, administrators who have power, were very nationalist, and they, you know, they root their people, and they never think to give a nice life to their people, but just fighting, and Turkishness and Greekness struggling in all type politicians like Denktaş, you know, Makarios and other things, the leaders set this type of damage to Cyprus. It would be very nice, you know, if there were our culture here is not fighting, you know, Cypriots. It's very, you know, humble people, and you know, we don't like to fight or quarrel, even, you know. So I believe that politicians or rulers can make a war, and the worst thing for me, if a war happens and then again it stops and everything stays there, maybe it is not bad as this situation. They change the culture. They move people from their houses. Many years ago I understood there was people saying that I want to go back to my house, to my house. My husband also left his house, it's in Bodamia, in the Greek side. And we visited, I said, Bekir, my husband, can we come and live here again? No, because there is no aunt, there is no uncle, there is no school, you know, there is not a cultural, social life there. So how you will go? It's not only home, you left your home. You lose all the social things. It's like Greek Cypriots, if they come to Kyrenia, to their house, what they will do? Their children are in the school, where they will take them? They need a church, they need a etc., etc. So they damage all the established from thousands of years, you know, people culture, and a new culture arise. I'm not happy with this.